Cause in my head, it's always been you who hot in my hands, hopeless cause no one can take it from you. I tried rewriting this hundreds of times, but if it ain't you, it's a lie. Yeah, in my head, it's always been you. So the one person you can rely on, the one person that it's always been, is our Queen, Queen Elizabeth II. It's always been her for the UK and the Commonwealth. Most people listening will only remember one Queen. It's always been her. And what do we know about? What do we know about Queen Elizabeth II? What we know is that she's a badass motherfucker. When that guy, Michael Fagan, broke into the palace for the second time, by the way, that's what blew my mind when I was watching The Crown. It reminded me, he got in once and like ran around and just got out. Then he got in a second time. He wandered into the Queen's bedroom and just sat on the end of the bed, chatting away. The Queen just chatted away with him. She didn't scream. She didn't press the panic button. Because she's a badass, motherfucker. And of course she's badass. Of course she is. Because she's grown up knowing that she's basically the ruler of the entire fucking world. While also knowing that everywhere she goes, she could be assassinated at any time. I mean, not now so much. You know, no one's going to assassinate someone in their 90s. You know, it's not a good look. Anyway, just last week, she proved how absolutely badass she was when her favourite son, Prince Andrew, her favourite son, I mean, it's not hard when the other two are Charles and Edward, but her favourite son was going to have to face a civil trial for sex with a 17-year-old in the States. She stripped him of his military titles and his royal privileges. He does, however, thank goodness, keep his Pizza Express gold card. Free kids' meals Monday to Thursday before 5 p.m. Shouldn't the kids be in school then? Don't worry about that. She doesn't technically go to school. Okay. I can only imagine the conversations the Queen's having with Prince Andrew behind closed palace doors. Oh, Mummy, I don't even remember meeting her. And I never sweat. Bullshit. The Queen wouldn't take any shit, would she, behind closed palace doors? She'd be like, bullshit. Bullshit. That's obviously bullshit. There are photos of you with your arm around her. There are photos of you sweating. It's pathetic, Andrew. Get out. Get the fuck out. You'll come back. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't, Andrew. Since that dangerous twat sat on the end of my bed. No, not your father, the other one, Michael Fagan. Since that happened, we've tightened security. You ain't coming back ever again, pedo. I mean, that is possibly the worst impression of the Queen you're ever here. Lots of love.